Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Beis, 17:2. In the previous Mishnah, we had made an introduction that said there are three primary categories of muktzah, which were muktzah machmas gufo, muktzah machmas chesron kis, and kli shemalachto le'eser. This Mishnah will focus on the third of those, the kli shemalachto le'eser. That's a utensil whose primary use is for doing some kind of malacha, which is forbidden on Shabbos, and therefore it's muktzah, it's off limits on Shabbos. However, when it comes to muktzah, in general, the rule is it may not be moved directly, but it can be moved indirectly in one of two ways. Either what's called kala'achar yad, in an unusual way, literally with the back of the hand, but it means using your toes, your elbow or something to move it. Or it could be done, moved, tiltul min hatzad, moved indirectly. And that's true for all three categories of muktzah, as well as the minor categories. This Mishnah will focus on the kli shemalachto le'eser, and we're talking here about a utensil which you normally use for forbidden activities, and therefore it's muktzah. But if you're going to use it for a permissible use, which is either what's called tzorach gufo or tzorach makomo, either you need the thing itself, and the Mishnah will give a number of examples of that. Like, for example, you want a hammer, which is muktzah because it's usually for construction, to open a nut, so that would be a permitted use, that's tzorach gufo. It also is permitted to move muktzah that is a kli shemalach le'eser if you're moving it tzorach makomo because you need the place. So you want to sit down on the couch, someone left the hammer on the couch, you can move the hammer directly, no need to use tiltul min hatzad or kala achiyad. Direct movement is permitted for the space that the kli shemalach le'eser is taking up. What you may not do with the kli shemalach le'eser is move it directly if it's for the benefit of the kli itself. So that's what the Chazal referred to as mechama letzela, from the sun into the shade, meaning you see someone left your hammer in the sun, you're afraid it's going to get warped. You can't pick it up and move it, but you can't move it at all really out of the sun into the shade because to protect the hammer, that's disallowed. But our Mishnah here is going to say that if you have a permitted use, meaning it's tzorach gufo, you have a direct use for this particular kli, even though normally it's a kli shemalach le'eser muktzah, if you have a permitted use, you can use it even directly in the normal way. So here the Mishnah says, notel adam kornos, a person could pick up and take a hammer, lefatzea bo esa egozim, to knock open nuts. That's, of course, a prudent thing to do. Vekardom, same goes if you have a little axe, a hand axe, lachtoch esa devela, to cut out a wedge of a fig cake. Again, a hatchet or a little axe is used for, you know, chopping things. That's, of course, a malacha of one kind or another, but we're using it for a permitted use here to take off a piece of a wedge from some food, so it's permitted. Magera, that's a handsaw. Handsaws, again, construction thing. However, ligror ba es hagvina, if you want to slice off a piece of cheese with your handsaw, that's permitted. Magrefa, magrefa is like a fire shovel or like a rake, like from Hilchos Shabbos, grufo ktuma, if it's raked, so this was to rake out the coals. So you take that fire, the thing you'd use in your fireplace, ligrof ba es hagrogros, you want to use like that little fire shovel to scoop out some dried figs from the bucket. You could, yes, use it because it's a permitted use with that otherwise forbidden to be used tool. Esa rachas v'esa mazleg l'ses alav l'katan. These are two different winnowing tools. Remember, winnowing, that's zore from Hilchos Shabbos. So this is a rachas, like a kind of a flat winnowing fork, and a mazleg is like a pitchfork. Both these things, the idea is you're using it to turn over or throw up in the air the mixture of wheat and chaff to separate the wheat from the chaff with the wind. That's, of course, a malach on Shabbos. However, if you need it, l'ses alav l'katan, to put something on it to reach out to a child, meaning like two possible scenarios are either A, the child is playing, you know, on the other side of the river and you don't want to get wet, so you don't want to walk across to give him his, I don't know what. So you put it on the long pitchfork instead and hand it over like that. And alternatively, let's say you're tame and the child is tahor, you want to keep your distance from him, for whatever reason. So again, you could use this winnowing tool, which is normally a kli shemalach le'eser, for handing something over, which is a hetzer purpose. Esa kush ve'esa karkar litchov bo. The kush is a spindle, like used in weaving. You can just Google it if you want to see a picture of that, the spindle. The karkar is the weaver's pick that was used to separate threads. Both these things are kind of long, skinny tools. Could be sharp on one side. So we're using it kind of like a toothpick. Tchiva is like the verb that would be to take like a toothpick and stick it through the olive. That's l'tchov, like to pierce, to puncture, to skewer. So here, if you're having your hors d'oeuvres and you can't find yourself a toothpick, and you want to, you can find a handy spindle or weaver's pick, so then you can use that instead for picking up your olives. Machat shel yad, this is a regular sewing needle, like a hand needle. Little bo es akotz, you can use that to remove a thorn, let's say stuck in your finger. Here, just so you should know, of course, the needle is mukta machmas. Mukta is a klishim lachta iser, because weaving and or sewing is forbidden as a malacha. But separately, if you're removing using a needle to remove a thorn, that could make one bleed, and making you bleed, of course, is also forbidden. But that's a side point. Now, if one, the reason why it's permitted to actually remove a splinter on Shabbos, if it's hurting you, is because if one is caused to bleed by removing the splinter on accident, that's called the Dover Shedem Miskaven. It wasn't intended, so you're now in Derabanan territory, and because of you're lacking in Melech Machshavas, you didn't intend to make yourself bleed. And now the rabbis are lenient because of the sake of relieving pain for this Dover Shedem Miskaven. So that's why you can remove the thorn with a needle. Vishel Sakaim, if you have like a more commercial industrial size needle, a larger needle that's used to make sacks as opposed to clothing, Liftoach bo es hadeles. You can use it to like open a door, kind of like think skeleton key style. So the door is closed, you use it as like a, you need it, don't have a key. You can wedge that in the door to pry it open, or if the door is a lock, with your long needle, pick the lock.